Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 420, 7 Powerful Techniques to Turn Your Career Dreams into Reality by Carl Stabe of digtofly.com. And welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily. My name is Dan, and I'm your host and narrator here, and I'm with you every single day helping you optimize your business life. Now we're going to get right to today's post from Carl as we optimize your life. 7 Powerful Techniques to Turn Your Career Dreams into Reality by Carl Stabe of digtofly.com. Are you dragging yourself to a job that just doesn't interest you that much? You aren't alone. Only 45% of Americans are actually happy at work. The other 55% need to do a better job of developing their desires into reality. A person who is coasting or hating her job is doing herself and her company a disservice. I used to be in that 55% category. That is, until I began making some small changes that led to a major shift. You can also start making small changes that will lead to major changes. You deserve to be so happy at your job that you wake up every morning thanking your lucky stars that life is so good. I'm going to give you 7 power techniques to make your dream career a reality. 1. Listen to your needs. In school, we're taught to put our heads down, fall in line, and not to make a fuss. You become afraid to get your needs met because it might piss someone off, or you're afraid you still won't be happy. You have a right to love what you do. If you aren't happy, then it's time to make some adjustments to yourself and your surroundings. Of course, the hard part is figuring out how to do that. But luckily, we have 6 more techniques to help you figure out how to meet your needs. 2. Improve your superpowers. Many experts tell you to focus on weaknesses. This is so wrong because you lose your emotional connection. You need to have deep understanding of your weaknesses, but focusing on your superpowers will bring the best results. You must improve your superpowers in order to create the leverage that will allow you to take control of your career. If you're a great communicator, but you're stuck crunching numbers all day, then get out from behind your desk. You must get yourself out in front of people so you can use your verbal skills. Easily said, but for some reason, this is hard for most people to carry out. The worst thing you can do is ask for permission. People have labeled you a number cruncher, and that's what they expect. You have to go out and shake hands, or at least pick up that phone and make calls. Once people see the results, they will stop caring about your job description. 3, research how others have succeeded. There are people out there who have the career that you want. So how did they get it? Are they happy? What mistakes have they made? Although no one has your perfect career, they may have pieces of it. You have to talk to a lot of people to piece it together. The best part is that many of these people are accessible through the web. Go to their websites or Twitter accounts and ask them some questions. You'll be surprised by the responses you get. I was able to get an interview with Tony Shea of Zappos. When you figure out what works for other people, you can use those techniques to bring more success to your career. 4, practice at work and at home. I've talked to a lot of people about work happiness over the past few years. When I'm coaching people with their careers, I always ask what they are doing to improve their happiness at work. Most people don't have an answer. When I ask people what they're doing to improve their skills at work, they usually tell me about techniques that their employers have provided for them. They never think about building their skills on their own. To create the career that will make you happy and wow your boss or clients, you must invest in yourself. I like to focus on one skill or personal development technique each month in order to strengthen my foundation. One of my weakest skills was cold calling. I decided to focus on this skill in order to improve both my speaking skills and my shyness. After focusing on cold calling for 1 month, I now have no problem picking up the phone to talk about the benefits of work happiness. I've actually learned to enjoy it. 5, know your limits. If you want to be an online blogger, but you hate to write, you're going to have a lot of trouble making your career a success. You have to know what you are willing to do and what you aren't. Then you will know what actions to focus on. 6, Appreciate your fears and push past them. Fear is your friend. It's there to teach you what you need to pursue and what to ignore. The problem is that most of us run from fear instead of embracing it. You probably have an idea of what your perfect career would be like, so hug your fears and use them as a guide to career success. And 7, encourage yourself every day. When you're a true friend to yourself, you stop tearing down your confidence and you build mental strength. From this point forward, practice giving yourself gentle encouragement. This took me a while to learn, but repeated practice does work. If you make a mistake, try not to beat yourself up. Listen to your thoughts, both positive and negative. Notice how you feel, and then try to think of one thing you learned from your mistake. This lesson will help you see the encouraging aspects of your mistakes. Positive inner dialogue will help you build confidence and develop stronger intrinsic motivation. Putting it all together. Understanding your needs is the only way you will stop doing work you hate. You have to listen to your inner dialogue as if it's a trusted friend. This inner dialogue may feel like your arch nemesis, but it isn't. Your arch nemesis is there to show you what you need to focus on. When you are willing to allow your dreams to encourage you to take action, then you've taken away your arch nemesis' favorite weapon, fear. You just listened to the post titled 7 Powerful Techniques to Turn Your Career Dreams into Reality by Carl Stabe of digtofly.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. All right, a big thank you to Carl for today's post. A little bit about him. He helps entrepreneurs understand their struggles and turn them into stepping stones. Back in 2010, he was diagnosed with testicular cancer and was then laid off from his job in 2011. And while those were difficult situations, he calls them blessings in disguise. Since then, he has stopped doing work that doesn't fit with his passions and instead now focuses on things he truly cares about. He's the author of the book Bring Gratitude, and he's got a lot to offer on his site, so come by digtofly.com for a lot more. I do have that linked in this episode's description for you, and by the way, dig to fly means dig deep to fly high. And Carl's also got a podcast you can check out. You can find the Dig to Fly podcast wherever you get your audio. But that's it for another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back again with you tomorrow on Thanksgiving, where your optimal life awaits.